4,341 species of birds. That's the current record for a big year, held by British couple Ruth Miller and Alan Davies. But that could soon be smashed by young American birder Noah Stricker, who is spending 2015 looking for as many bird species as possible, visiting 35 different countries on all seven continents. He started his quest in the Antarctic aboard a One Ocean Expedition ship, and from there he heads northwards. He hopes to see at least 5,000 species, but is this achievable?
Nobody has ever tried something like this before. So I picked the number 5,000 because it's a nice round number, and I think it's probably achievable. There's a couple of dedicated birdwatching blogs out there that have a pool going of guesses for how many birds I'm going to end up with at the end of the year, and they're ranging from somewhere around 5,000 to some people think I could even get over 6,000, which would be pretty awesome. So I think I can probably hit half the birds in the world in 1 year, assuming I survive until December.
And in terms of developing your itinerary and your strategy for seeing these birds, what did you decide to do? Because clearly you can't just kind of land somewhere and go, oh, so where are the birds?
The idea of this year, besides trying to see as many birds as possible, is to connect with birders all around the world, because birding lately, just even in the past 10 years or so, has become this international thing more than ever before. And that's because of the internet and other things connecting people. And so everywhere I go this year, I'm going to try to connect with a local birder on the ground, people who can pick me up from the airport and let me sleep on the couches and take me birding for a few days and then send me on my way to the next place. And those are the people that know their local home patches the best. And so they're the ones that will be best able to guide me around in these places that will mostly be unfamiliar to me. And so I see this not only as a birdwatching project, but also as a kind of a human interest project as well.
And in terms of the continents, give me a rough idea of what your itinerary is going to be.
My itinerary is going to try to be as efficient as possible. So I'm not going to do a lot of out and back trips because you would eat up travel time. So I will start on a ship in Antarctica so I can see the penguins for a few days. And then I'll spend the next 3.5 months in South America, about a month in North America, over to Europe for about a week and a half because Europe doesn't have that many birds. And then down through Africa for about 2.5 months, across Southeast Asia for almost 3 months, and then end in Australia for about 3.5 weeks.
You're not going home in between. So what have you packed?
Very little. I have found in my travels before that the farther you go, the less you need. And so for this trip, I am taking one small backpack that's about 40 liters in capacity, which means you can take it as carry-on on any airplane, so I won't be checking any luggage the entire year. And that means I've had to pack pretty light, so I have to fit a spotting scope and a tripod into that pack, and I might take an extra pair of underwear. Very few extra clothes. I'll be doing a lot of laundry in the sink.
And during this trip, 5,000 is the number, but is there a particular bird you really want to make sure is on that list?
It would probably be a bird called the harpy eagle, H-A-R-P-Y. And this is an eagle that lives in the rainforests of South and Central America. It's something like 3 or 4 feet tall, and it flies around the rainforest all day picking off sloths and monkeys, which are its main diet. And it's so powerful. This bird has legs that are as big around as your wrist, and talons, if it spreads them out, as big around as a dinner plate. And it looks spectacular, too. It has this huge crest on top of its head, this amazingly intricately barred black and white plumage on its feathers. And it is also quite rare, because harpy eagles need big tracts of rainforest to be able to survive. So it's pretty much got everything going on. It's awesome. It eats monkeys for a living. It looks cool. And it's rare. So if I had to pick one bird, I think that would be it.
That's Noah Stricker. To follow his big year, visit noahstricker.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.